Hey, good morning, guys. Good day to get started with. Today's our short yardage and goal line third down day. Excited about that. We need to improve on in both areas, and looking forward to having a good team coming in and preparing for a good team and the challenges that they present with another outstanding athlete player. And the guys are looking forward to the challenge to, again, defend our home turf here in Minnesota.
When you look at their offensive line, what do you see as being some of the issues for their struggles in protecting their quarterbacks?
You know what? I think every offensive line is going to struggle some just with the number of good pass rushers that have come out of the college ranks, because the college has turned into such a passing league. We're just getting in the NFL so many good pass rushers. I think no matter how good the tackles and the guards are, they're going to need help, and these guys are no different. So I don't see it as a Arizona problem. It's a problem league wide.
Philosophy. Whenever obviously their confidence is shaken. I mean, they've given up a lot in the last 3 weeks. Your philosophy when you see something like that, you just throw more at them, or you just go with what you normally do, or what?
No, not at all. Not one bit. We focus on what we do best, and we want to make sure that we just lock in on what our guys do best. That we allow Jared, we allow Everson, the guys up front, B-Rob. We want those guys to be able to do what they do, rush, and not do anything spectacular or try to do anything really different. We want to focus on what we do and make the offense adjust.
At all, do you look back at the Arizona games the past 2 years against your personnel and to see what sort of matchups they were trying to create?
Yeah, every year we look back. If we have a common opponent, if we play the team from the previous year or the year before, we'll pull out those tapes and see what they do and see how it matches up with the games that they have this year. And it helps some, but we only put so much credibility into what they do previously, because teams move on, they do different things, they adjust year to year, and so we will look at it, but more so we'll look at what they've done this year.
How much are they still running as many of those bunches and stacks to try to keep teams from getting their hands on Fitz?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And then how do you go about, I mean, not to go too deep into your plan for Sunday, but how can you combat that?
Try to put your hands on them, try to keep them from running free, having free access up the field, change things around to make sure they don't get the same looks every time without going into a whole bunch of detail.
How do you assess the matchup with Jared and Batiste?
I'll take Jared on anyone. You put him against anyone out there, I expect Jared to win. And I tell Jared when they single you up on anyone, he has to win. If he can't, our defense doesn't work. And that's with any of our guys up front. If we can't rush 4-on-5 and win, we're going to have troubles.
What stands out most, you know, through six games of, you know, Jared's play so far this season?
He told me before we even got on the field, he said, "Coach, I'm going to be there for you 100%. However many plays you have me in there, I'll give you everything I have, and I'll get home to the quarterback." And so far, his word has been good. Now, he's missed a few that he probably has made in the past, but that's okay. We're not worried about that. I think he said a week or two ago that he would take one sack a game for the rest of his career, and he's not worried about how many he's missed or the past. And he's been outstanding, run and pass. I'm surprised at how well he's played this year in the run game.
If you've fallen into a comfort level with him wanting to play every snap and you wanting to get him out of there once in a while?
We're still rotating. Some games, I think last ball game we had, I don't know, 59 snaps, so there wasn't the majority of the snaps, which that is a good thing. But we feel good about the rotation and the amount of reps that he's playing.
In hindsight, were there things you could have done differently to combat the zone read stuff Washington was running, or was that strictly execution?
Execution. It's a tough – the zone read is going to be tough on any defense because it's an extra gap. The quarterback adds an extra dimension in terms of running in the amount of gaps that you had. And it's not just it's an extra gap with a great athlete in that extra gap. So guys will have to two-gap it slows you down just a little bit in terms of being having the two gap in. They have a outstanding athlete running that offense. So we just have to execute better, tackle better, play faster. But I wasn't not concerned about it.
Could pressing more on the corners in that game have helped take away some of that in-breaking stuff where it seemed like they had that once they were sucking the linebackers up, those guys are getting free releases?
You can. You can press, but again, that means someone else is not focused on that extra gap in terms of the run game. And when you play man coverage against the option, it's not a good thing to do. So it they have you in quite a little bit of a quandary there in terms of guessing in the next play that's coming up.
How much do you think Robinson's elbow injury has affected him?
You'd have to ask him. I don't think so. I think he's running hard, playing great, good run defense. He's rushing the passer. I wouldn't say at all. I haven't noticed it at all.
In these last three games, that Arizona's given up 22 sacks. Have you seen them committing more help to protection in the last game and a half as those as sacks have stacked up?
No, not at all. I think they're going to do what they do, and I know that the coaches just they're preaching execution that, hey, we just have to execute better. We have to catch the balls that are thrown. If you have a block, get your block. And if you have a read, read it out. I know they're probably, when you drop a ball game, I know they're preaching execution over there.
Big picture question. I apologize if you answered this before I snuck in, but 38 points last week, sort of a statement game for the defense this week. You want to bounce back and hold those guys down?
Nope. We want to hold them down just because it's the next ball game. Has nothing to do with the previous one. That one we put to bed. We learned from it. But it's gone. It's done with. We wipe it aside, win or lose, and we move on to the next ball game. We don't want to live in the past. We just want to come out, and Arizona is our focus and our focus only, and our goals are strictly on Arizona and not in the past. I hate to get caught up in what happened last week. We made our adjustments. We made our corrections, put it to bed, move on, and let's focus on Arizona and not even 1% on last week. 1% is too much. We need 100% on Arizona. They're good enough to beat anybody in the league.
The level that Antoine's playing at now, what kind of impact does that have overall? Just guys look up to him so much.
I would say wow. Capital W, capital O, capital W, wow. It has a huge impact. That's as good as I've seen, I don't know, anyone play in a long, long time. I think it's good because he's an older guy that comes out to practice. The way he prepares, the way he practices, the way he goes about his business, you look at him and you say, you know what, that's what a professional looks like. That's how a professional prepares. And these are the results of the way a guy prepares. So I think it has an impact, not just on the young guys, but the older guys too.
Josh, he played quite a bit in that Tennessee game and then sort of backed off his reps against Washington. What did you see in Tennessee as far as how he performed, and did that have anything to do with backing off his reps?
Zero. It just has to do with kind of the game plan, how many nickel reps that a team may have versus base reps, what we're doing for that week. So had nothing to do with whether it be good play, bad play, indifferent, just the game plan. He's coming along fine. He's still tackling well. Each week I think he's feeling more comfortable with the game plan and the adjustments that we're making, and he's making good progress.
Is there still the line of thought that you'd like to get him more reps and maybe back off of Antoine in the base at all?
Well, really it depends on Antoine. We want to make sure that we have him for the long haul. The way he played last week, again, wow, in terms of how he played. We want to make sure that we have him for the long haul. And so whatever the staff, Coach Woods, the head coach thinks in terms of pitch count, we mentioned that earlier in the in OTAs and in camp, we just want to make sure really that we have him for the long haul. It just depends on how he feels from week to week and how he's playing and how his body's holding up. You know, that'll answer those questions more so than what Josh is doing.
Does the opponent have anything to do with your decision on how much he plays?
Well, it does. It does. Antoine plays in when they bring big people in. It's you would think that because he's a smaller guy that when you bring big people in, he would go out. But he's fantastic in the run fits. He has a feel for the run game. So it does. It just depends on what personnel they have and how we want to match it up.
You mentioned the impact of playing press coverage on run support. Is Griffin's long touchdown run an example of that? Because it looks like if Chris maybe has vision, isn't staring down the receiver, he might contain that thing.
It's really linebackers, our safety running the alley, Chris keeping outside leverage. Yeah, it's an example of maybe if you're in zone coverage or you're playing a different leverage, guys will get the guy on the ground. And I wasn't concerned about him getting out necessarily as much as him taking it the distance that he did. Quarterbacks are going to get out. We want to make sure we get them down on the ground. That's the important thing. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks. Uh-huh.